There's a company that's based here, I was just made aware of, called Posh Cars. Really interesting. And actually, the slogan says everything. Subscribe, drive, swap. No long-term commitments. And you can drive, you know, sort of a high-end car. This is the idea. The founder, the president, the CEO of Posh Cars is Abdul Rahman, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So, you know, I got excited about this when I first saw it. I said, oh, boy, this is like that former SMU player, the Kansas City Chief, you know, had the Ferrari there or whatever it was, Lamborghini that wrecked on Central Expressway. This is that. It's not the same thing, right?
Absolutely not. It's pretty much trying to replace leasing and car ownership overall. So starting with the cheapest possible car to all the way up to the most high-end possible car. So essentially, it's a wave of revolutionizing mobility as a whole.
So the idea, so you've got an app, and on the app, I can choose, and I subscribe to one of, I think, three different categories. And then I can have any car on there. And then if I want to bigger car for the weekend or something like that, I guess I could swap it out?
Absolutely, subject to availability. Let's say in Texas, everybody loves pickup trucks. So you need a work truck that you're using throughout your work week. And then on the weekend, you need a nice date night car, let's say a Corvette or something. You can just swap out and use it, or a SUV for the family getaway as a whole as well. On the weekend, you could do that.
This sounds like a pretty good deal for me. But not necessarily a very good deal for you. I mean, how do you know? And some of these are, you know, Porsches and real high-end cars. How do you know I'm not going to, you know, swipe it on the app and then swipe the car?
So, I mean, obviously there is a risk. So we have our proprietary technology that helps us mitigate these risks. So there's a lot of high-end AI-based technology that is going in place to make this possible. I mean, first of all, the reason we started the business is because, you know, we are still using same banking, same, credit-based lending in the automotive sector where the consumers are always on the losing end due to depreciation, high interest rates, and then all these newer models coming in and thrashing the values of the cars. So we brought in the technology that has made it possible for us to supervise all of that process in less than 90 seconds, as well as predictive analytics that come from the vehicle themselves and the drivers themselves.
So you know I'm going to make off with the car before I know I'm going to make off with the car.
Sorry, say it again?
You know that I'm going to steal the car before I steal the car.
I mean, even if you think about stealing a car, we're going to know.
But that's the key here, because I was looking, and your background, I mean, you're not a car guy, you're a tech guy, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I went to a school in Boston called Brandeis University. My master's is in fintech. As an international student, I was obsessed with cars when I came here. However, I was hurt by the fact that, you know, to get into your dream car, you have to go through this healthy credit check process. Then you got to pay dealer markups. You got to pay all of this insurance, all that stuff. So what we have done is basically protect the end consumer, end user from all of those through using technology, through using our own proprietary methodologies of vehicle acquisitions, yeah, to just simplify all of that stuff into one flat payment. And, in exchange for that payment, guarantee them insurance, maintenance, and a freedom to basically drive whatever they want to drive.
So I'm only responsible for gasoline, and that's it?
Absolutely, that's it.
So let's go back into the model. So there are three different categories, and you choose one of the categories, and then there's an entry payment to get the thing going, and then you pay a monthly fee. And I gather you can exit at any time?
Yes, you could. There are no contracts. So, and you only pay us the monthly premium when you're using a car. So it's like a balance between rentals and leasing in itself. And those payments, they help us cover our initial setup, costs, because every vehicle, the moment you register a car, you're paying like 6.25% in taxes.
Well, that would, go ahead. Because I was going to say, that would explain some of the numbers I've seen, because I don't know how recent these numbers are, but what I dug up is that you're now exceeding 800 users, but you've got a fleet of over 250 automobiles. That doesn't add
we
up.
yeah we are currently at over 400 vehicles and about 250 active users and about 800 subscribers. So there's a difference between active and passive. Let's say, David, you were traveling, for 2 weeks out of state. You just bring the car back. You don't have to be paying for those 2 weeks as well when you're not even using a car. So unlike leasing and financing, even if your car is in a repair shop or you're traveling, you're not using for it, you still got to make those car notes, right? You still got to make those payments. So in our case, you don't have to. And that one-time setup fee is for an entirety of your lifetime, meaning that $2,300 startup initiation fee is a lifetime fee for you. If you are upgrading to a higher tier, you only have to pay the difference. And that fee is always there for you. It's like guaranteeing you whenever you're going to need a car, we'll provide you a car.
Wow, but you've got to have, so that's got to be 15 or $20 million of vehicles that you have that you
Yeah, currently we are sitting at $25 million on the road.
Wow, that's a lot of money tied up in overhead. Do you lease these or are you buying them outright?
So we have a fleet acquisitions partners program. These vehicles are actually owned by small businesses across the US.
Really?
And they are able to lease these to us for passive income. So we are a tech platform, just like Turo is. I'm sure you have heard of the app called Turo
Right.
that basically allows peer-to-peer car sharing. We are very similar, however, very different, where our technology is way more advanced and way more user-friendly in terms of vehicle swaps, as well as it's completely different than
So in a
rentals.
sense, you're matching automobile owners with people who want to borrow that automobile.
I would say we are matching small businesses and turning them into car dealers that are able to lease vehicles to individuals themselves, providing all that freedom.
And the growth, it was interesting. I noticed you've got locations in North Texas, but then also in Boston. And I guess Brandis is the connection for Boston.
Absolutely, yeah. I spent about a decade in Boston, inspired by Zipcar. We started to, imitate them. We were inspired by Turo as well. We saw their growth as well, and then we moved to Texas, where our entirety of infrastructure is going to be, because we are establishing our own service centers. We are establishing our own repair facilities as well to provide that instant customer service and support as necessary at a fraction of a cost that anywhere else we could do it. So we're able to, do it all from out here in Texas, and we want to grow with the state of Texas. Absolutely, we want to
Sure.
invest and create employment, create jobs. It's more like using technology to bring those blue collar jobs back by controlling certain aspects of the business while, creating further opportunities. Now, we have a business to business program as well, where we support small businesses like plumbing, landscaping, all these businesses that are not able to get financing for vehicles, right? Or even small body shops that are not able to compete with big boys that are offering luxury loaner cars to their clients and then pulling those clients away. So we are able to work with all these small businesses, provide them with loaner cars at a cheaper price than enterprise hubs or anybody else as well, and enabling them to acquire more customers.
And fintech is the vehicle for all of this. That's just absolutely remarkable. So the growth plans for you, you're in Boston, you're in North Texas. Where are you going next?
Austin, Houston,
Somebody's just
San
come on this
Antonio.
call. I don't know who it is, but you're going to have to get off.
Sorry, it was me.
Can you get off?
Yes, sir.
Jesus. I guess I didn't put waiting room on here.
All right, yeah. So back to the point. Yeah. So next for us is actually expansion across the state of Texas, then moving out, branching out into Chicago, Michigan, California, as well as New England as a whole. We just signed a 300 customer deal with a construction company out of New York, so we'll be providing them the fleet in New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York.
And so it's all fintech, and that's the common thread that you can do anything. So back on the consumer side, who is your target market? What's the best demographic for you?
I believe anybody who's trying to get a car. We want to discourage people from leasing or buying these cars. We saw end consumer is always on the hook. Whether EVs appreciate or depreciate, they are the ones paying the price. Whether there are tariffs, consumers are paying the price. If the interest rate is going up, end consumers are paying the price with dealer markups, with all of that stuff. So we want to be right up there where we are like, hey, we are not in 1920s now. We are in 2020s, and we have the latest technology that can mitigate all of these risks. And we are aiming to change lending forever. You don't need too many middlemen to take your car payments for a car that should be $500 all the way up to $900, $1,000. Same thing with the insurance. You don't need to pay $300, $400 a month on the insurance. Because with risk mitigation and everything, we are able to weed out good drivers from bad drivers and protect them.
I can see all sorts of applications for this. I mean, and it sounds like you're on a good growth trajectory. We're going to watch this one, though. Posh Cars, Abdul Rahman, is the founder and CEO of the Dallas-based company operating here and also in Boston and soon, I guess, in a city near you. It's good to have you with us today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.